Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm going to take the next couple of segments and report to you my 20th set of predictions, 20th set of Jim Blasingame's 2019 crystal ball predictions. I've been doing this now. This will be my 20th set, 19 years behind me. My accuracy over 19 years, 73.6%. As you know, every year at the end of the year, unlike most people who do predictions, I come back and haul myself up on reality and give myself a score and talk about what I missed, what I didn't miss. So here are my predictions for 2019, and they're broken down into segments. This one is about small business. First prediction, small business confidence will wane slightly but still maintain record levels above NFIB's 45-year average. Now, you know that we reported on this with Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB. Your confidence will go down a little bit, but still be higher than average. So it'll still be high, just won't be quite as high. So that we got that to look forward to. Next prediction. With research showing younger generations less entrepreneurial than baby boomers, that was a Kauffman report, millions of divesting small business owners will have to be more creative than ever to maximize the value of their business. If you're going to sell your business to younger people, you're going to have to be more creative than you were before. Next prediction, stronger balance sheets and better financial management, that's you, you're doing it, than any time in the last half century will help small businesses weather a mature expansion. That's where we are. We're in a mature expansion where even when things go down, they're still better than they used to be, but they might go down a little bit. But our financial management and our stronger management financial strength will help us recover quicker. Next prediction. For the 12th straight year, small businesses will continue to limit borrowed capital to fund growth. You're borrowing less money because you've been divesting of debt. This is why higher interest rates, the kryptonite of Wall Street, is less of a Main Street threat. Next prediction. Unlike corporate America, small business appraisal of the Tax Cut Jobs Act bill, the tax cut from over a year ago, will fall in the tepid category of a mixed bag. It won't the result when the reporting is done this year, when we file our taxes on the first return on that tax bill, it will be a mixed bag. We won't be in love with it. It'll be okay, but not great. Next prediction. First under assault from Obama's NLRB, and now Democrats in the courts, the U.S. franchise industry will face its greatest challenge over the attempt to create a labor organizing nexus between the mothership franchisor and employees of separately owned small business franchises. Folks, this is the sleeper issue for Main Street 2019. This could be catastrophic if it goes the wrong way, not just for franchise organization, but for almost all companies. This is a topic you need to pay attention to. It's called the Browning-Ferris ruling. Browning-Ferris. We'll follow that. Next prediction. Trump's beneficial regulatory abatement of the past 2 years will succumb to the reality of having to negotiate deals with congressional Democrats. So what that means is he won't be able to push for more regulatory abatement for us because he'll have to negotiate, and the Democrats don't want regulatory abatement. They want more regulations. Next prediction. Artificial intelligence, AI, leverage will become increasingly available to you and me in small businesses. However, not enough of us will adopt it, and that's unfortunate. That's the small business predictions. Now I want to talk about the economy. The greatest first prediction is on the economy. The greatest fundamental economic growth headwind will continue to be a lack of qualified employees. You won't be able to seize new opportunities as much as you'd like because you can't find the qualified people. I talked to somebody yesterday, day before yesterday, about this very thing. It's a crisis, folks. Qualified employees, lack of them. Next prediction, the Federal Reserve will raise rates at least once, which will be a sign of strong fundamental economics and inflation concerns. In other words, I know that they're jittery right now with the Wall Street and with the president, but I do think they'll raise them one time because I think they're more worried about inflation, which brings me to the next prediction. For the first time in decades, wage increases, both organic and government edict, meaning a bunch of the states are raising minimum wage, that will put pressure on inflation. For the first time in decades, wage increases will put pressure on inflation, causing the Fed to respond, as I said earlier. It'll be part of their requirement to raise rates. Next prediction, the U.S. economy will average more than 2.5% GDP. Now, that might sound not like a lot, right? 2.5% GDP. But remember this, folks. We were in love. We were excited about 3% when the economy was $6 trillion. That was a marker, 3% growth. Great, doing great. That's a headwind. That's a tailwind economy. 3% growth on $6 trillion. Well, guess what, folks? The economy is now $21 trillion. 2.5% of 21 trillion, folks, is not shabby. That's good. That's very good. So if we grow at that rate in 2019, that'll be really good. And I'll take it. Prediction. If there's a recession in 19, if there is, it will be due to a cascading of Wall Street's toxic hysteria, whether it's the Fed, Brexit, trade wars. If they hear that Apple's Tim Cook suffered a kidney stone or a possible attack by the planet Roardan from the Andromeda galaxy, might be any of those crazy things, than from the underlying economic conditions. It will be because of the hysteria of Wall Street, if there is one. Next prediction. U.S. stock markets have achieved record levels, irrespective of economic fundamentals, and Mr. Gravity will lower them by the same metrics, whatever the heck those are. Next prediction. The global safe harbor of investing in U.S. assets will contribute to preventing a major stock market collapse, even if indexes descend into bear territory. Even if the indexes go below 20% down, I still think that won't be catastrophic because of the U.S. will still be a safe harbor for the rest of the world as the rest of the world is struggling right now. Next prediction. Good news, bad news, the slowing global economy will hold crude oil below $55 a barrel in 2019. That's good news for most of us. Prediction, China's considerable internal challenges will help Trump accomplish a significant trade deal. Significant progress this year, if not a completion. I think he's on the way to getting a trade deal done with China. Prediction, the U.S. will accrue unprecedented multifaceted benefits by becoming a net exporter of energy products from economic to monetary to trade to geopolitics. This will help America, this net energy producer. So I'm going to do a couple of technology ones here before I have to take a break. Sexy digital age offerings known for speed, convenience, and capacity are deficient in what has been innate in and essential to analog humans for 10,000 years, ethics and trust. This ethical dearth will increasingly be associated with the rising anxiety levels and societal dysfunction. Being unable to create ethics and trust in our technology, folks, is a problem for all of us right now. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.